Eve asks court to block 71 Mallard crypto seizure, tied to North Korea claims. Eve's legal team has asked a U.S. court to block a $71 million crypto seizure motion that targets funds connected to last year's Kelpdeo drain and an unrelated private creditor claim against North Korea, according to CoinDesk. The filing argues that a permissionless DeFi lending protocol cannot be ordered to hand over assets it never custodies, a question that has not been tested at this scale in U.S. court before. The dispute traces back to the RSF exploit that drained roughly $290 million from Kelpdeo restaking positions, with a chunk of the laundered ETH later credited to wallets a creditor's lawyers say belonged to the Lazarus Group. That creditor holds an old default judgment against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and is now trying to attach any DPRK-linked crypto it can find. The motion lists $71 million in Aave-deposited ETH as fair game. The custody argument Aave is making Aave's filing rests on a simple technical claim. The protocol does not hold user funds. Lending pools are smart contracts deployed to Ethereum, governed by a tokens that represent each depositor's claim, with no admin key that can freeze or transfer balances on behalf of any single user. The Aave DAO can vote to pause certain markets in emergencies, but cannot reach into a pool and surrender specific ETH to a court without rewriting how the protocol works. The brief argues that ordering Aave to seize the ETH would either force the DAO to perform an action its contracts were not designed to do, or punish the protocol for failing to do something it cannot do. Either path, Aave's lawyers say, would set a precedent that every DeFi pool is liable for the on-chain history of any wallet that touches it. Why the North Korea angle complicates everything private creditor enforcement against sanctioned states is a niche corner of U.S. litigation. Holders of unsatisfied judgments against Iran, Cuba, and North Korea have spent years chasing assets, real estate, and frozen bank accounts. Crypto is the newest target. The Aave motion appears to be one of the first attempts to reach into a live, permissionless lending pool to satisfy that kind of claim. If the court accepts the creditor's framing, any wallet that receives funds traceable to a sanctioned state could trigger seizure orders against the contracts where those funds end up. That captures Aave, Compound, Morpho, and every aggregator on top. If the court sides with Aave, the rule effectively becomes protocols are not bailees, and the chain itself, not the smart contract, is the place to chase laundered funds. The Kelpdeo drain context. The Kelpdeo incident in April, depositors made whole through a community contribution pool that raised $300 million, with Aave, Lido, and Eigenlayer each putting up emergency capital. That outcome restored user balances, but did not recover the actual stolen ETH, which was bridged, mixed, and partially redeposited into lending markets. A separate action by the same creditor is already in motion against Kelpdeo contributors, which a recent law firm filing tied directly to the North Korea debt claim. Aave is now the second venue where the same creditor is testing this theory. The protocol's response, filed Monday, asks the court to consolidate or dismiss the seizure motion before it generates orders that other plaintiffs could replicate. What it means for DeFi users. For depositors, the immediate takeaway is that funds in Aave's largest markets are not frozen. The motion targets specific wallets, not the pool as a whole, and Aave is contesting even that narrow scope. Withdrawals continue normally, and DeFi TVL hit fresh records this week, suggesting users are pricing the legal risk as remote. The longer-term question is more uncomfortable. If a U.S. court can order a smart contract to surrender funds, the line between custodial and non-custodial blurs in the eyes of regulators. Cards and wallets that route spending through DeFi lending, including products that lean on Aave's stablecoin markets for yield, would have to consider whether those positions could be seized in litigation tied to entirely separate parties. A hearing on Aave's motion has not yet been scheduled. The filing requests an expedited timeline given the precedent risk to the broader DeFi ecosystem.